Bernice, come over here a minute. George? Georgie, come here a minute. Let's see if this thing is there. You see this thing here now? No, I'm not. I'm really not. I'll watch. This thing has to go like that. Here, now. Now I'm recording. See? But before, when I was talking, when that thing goes like that. Okay, now you talk into it. Tell me what's your name. She's recording. When you're talking in the kitchen, you don't have to go too close.
Wait, recording. One, two, recording.
Okay,
now
start. We're here to celebrate someone's birthday. Remember? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
recording. Now come here.
I see. I know what
look
you mean.
No matter where I'm at near this microphone, as long as this thing is going together like that, yeah, it's recording. You understand? But if I get too close like that, now that's no good.
Okay,
you guys, quiet. Introducing Chochi, the MC of the group.
Hey.
Okay, Chochi. Now listen, don't get too
now,
close there.
I want to introduce. Your name, sweetheart?
Frozen banana.
Oh, my name? Jose Jimenez.
Now give your
my
name.
Brother, Dennis Jimenez.
You're supposed to give your right name, your birthday, and your age.
My right
name?
What?
You
gotta go home.
What are you doing? Who's outside?
My mom.
I'm 14. I live 120-55 South Willis. And my pen name is Brucci. Liberace Brucci.
Get up.
My name is Pat.
My name is
Patricia.
It is
now. Call me. My name is Pat Horde.
It's Mrs. O'Carroll.
I was born.
Let's hope you are
Pat. I was born on November 15th, 1946. My favorite movie star is Tyrone Power. I love him.
My blood. My name is Donna Renee Eleanor Lang.
Let's not get personal here.
I'm 14, and my favorite movie star, who I love, as you all know, is Frankie Avalon.
My name is Diane Caden, and I'm 13, and I'll be 14 December 13th, and my favorite singer is Bobby Darin, and I love him, and,
yeah.
What's
your name?
That's all I guess.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Nancy Hynek.
Get up close.
My name's Nancy Hynek. I'm 14. I'll be 15 on February 13th.
What's your movie star's name? Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin.
My name is Blanice from Lukian. My birthday is August 26th. Everybody bring a present. Nothing over under $10. My is Dracula. We are now going to sing, There's a Tavern in the Town Where Father Murphy Hangs Around. Are you all ready? Want to sing? There's a tavern in the town, where Father Murphy hangs around. Hangs around, he drinks free, but if so goes every day,
and that's why his days act so bright.
Fare thee well, for we must leave thee, do not let the parting grieve thee, for the
yes, I do.
We are.
Good evening, you goons.
This is a horror show.
Good evening, you ghouls and boys. And weirdos, as such as Albert Zippy's parties. Welcome to you from the world of unknown. Now we're going to interview Dracula himself. Here he comes. A bit. You can hear them. It's enough. Hello, Dracula.
Hello.
Have you been very bad? And
hey, the door is bad enough. Beat it.
You crazy.
I like a needle of blood.
A needle of blood? Here, you kid, fly away.
I get another flap, mom.
Go get him oiled. Now we're going to interview Dracula's brother, Dracula. Dracula.
Hello.
Yeah. Now wait. You start talking a little bit. Wait.
Hello, all ghouls. I want to bring you something from the Gook House. This is going to be our latest recording. It is called Goo Goo Boo Boo Baba. It was played by Oogly Oogly Bernice Van Duke.
A book. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Boris Bernoff is going to talk to you with Natasha Bulland.
Hello, Natasha.
Boris!
Hey, Natasha, what you been doing?
Oh, nothing lately.
Nothing lately.
Hey, kid, what about the mooseberries? You get them yet?
I tried to get that mooseberries, but it's all right.
Oh, you stupid.
Yeah, you stupid nigga. And again,
stupid, so go to the moose.
Some kids out there on television, man, just spill pop all over the television set.
Who goes to the moose, me?
You the moose.
Ah, you.
And Natasha, get it. Now you can hear the spaceships slowly die.
Can I see it, please?
Let me see it.
You talked last time.
Now let me.
Now we will interview the movie stars, the one and only Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, the one and only Donald Duck.
And now that
moon, moon.
Hello. Hi. Oh, ooh, hi. Just hi. Ooh, it's so nice to talk to you people out there. Man. Oh my creed. Oh, all right. Thank you, Marilyn.
All right, goodbye.
And now Janie. Come on, Janie. You know Miss Mansfield. That sexy, vivacious little girl.
Hello. How are you?
That's Meryl.
I have to go now. Got a long time.
Is one time on power. And if she's time on power, I'm really
ill. And now we're going to hear from that famous personality, Jane Krupa.
Say
something. Hi, Jane. Funny, but now back to our son. And time out now for a commercial. You folks all know about those delicious crispy jacks that make your gums sore to the bone. You know how you have to chew and chew in the morning. Here's a new product that'll make you chew twice as hard. It's a new gummy goo. It's new for your teeth and bad for your heart. Thank you.
A little piano music by Bernice Van Duken.
Let's give her a hand.
Thank you.
Woogie. For your cooperation, and now you have heard Bernice play
the minuet.
That's what you call it. Mommy, but I don't want to sit here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening, and welcome to Carnegie Hall. We have with us this evening one of the most polished and accomplished pianists from Europe. She comes from a little country named Ubangi. The recital she's about to play in Carnegie Hall demands the utmost quiet and attention. We have a filled room, a great crowd, and this is going to be the biggest thrill for almost everyone here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Chochi Samagabalaka Kulawalaka Ki Hawaii. And the recital begins.
You little brat. Can't you see she's playing
don't
a song?
You worry.
Do you see the people behind you are talking now? They're telling us to keep quiet. Now keep quiet.
Shut up!
The people are saying quiet. Shut up and do it on the seat. What's the matter with you? Can't you see the people behind you are keeping quiet? Quiet, brat. Excuse us, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, the recital you just heard was a beautiful piece of work done by one of the most accomplished pianists in the whole United States, and in fact, in the whole country. Now we're going to interview a few of the people walking by after the concert is over and get a little different, unbiased opinion of what they thought of Miss Chochi, the greatest pianist that ever came from Europe. Ah, here's a lovely young lady. And let me describe what she's wearing. She hasn't got any shoes on. She's got a pair of blue pajamas, and it looks like she's got her mother's robe on, and in fact, something sticking out of the hind end. It looks like a bottle. No, 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 it's a little part of her. Excuse me, miss. Would you mind giving me your name, please?
I didn't come out of the theater. I was just going up to the stall. I just work at the stall up there, and I just walking by. She has a colored one. And I just walking by, and some guy starts, I don't know what to do. I didn't come out of the theater. I didn't see the song.
Well, what did you think of the piano recital?
I wasn't there, honey. How does I know, honey? Uses a suit. This guy, but she's a wrong color.
What do you think of Miss Bernice?
Miss Bernice is a beautiful woman. I seen her before she come into the store. She's so beautiful and so lovely. You can't imagine how lovely she is.
Oh, you mean you weren't in the theater?
No, I was just on my way to the store, you silly boy.
Thank you very much. Why, here comes another beautiful lady, and look at the lovely little child with her.
Shut up, mister.
Well, excuse me. Now, little girl.
Step on
your toes. Ouch! You're stepping on my toes, lady. Ooh, I love that. Ooh. What did you say your name was, little girl?
Penelope.
How did you like the piano playing, dear?
It was...
It was what?
It was stinky.
It was what? Say that once more, and I'll slap your face. I don't care if your mother's with you.
Stinky.
Take that. Yeah, excuse me.
Mister, I got something or do to tell you.
What
you
is it?
You stink too.
Thank you.
Well, we're having a lovely evening here on these interviews, and I'm sure enjoying this very much. Of course, we haven't had too many opinions yet. Of course, the last little girl that was here, she was kind of cute, you know. But it's one of those things. You find them every now and then. Oh, my God. Excuse me. What's your name, little girl?
My name is Susan Pickle.
What?
Susan Pickle is in Pickle Flower.
Do you serve towels?
I don't serve towels, you big fat man.
Well, that's enough for her. Now, excuse me, thank you, little girl.
You can't get away with that.
Say, get out of the way.
How much money am I getting paid?
Who do you think you're kidding? Now, beat it and go home.
I'm going to tell my money
on you. Well, here, thank you, dear. Now, here's another lovely lady. Now, let me describe what she's wearing. She's got toenails that are painted pink. Of course, she doesn't have any shoes on either. It's a quaint crowd. I noticed that everybody doesn't have shoes. Anybody doesn't.
I'm a seller. Hurry up.
Okay, now let's see. She's got a nice, lovely tan. She's got a nice, beautiful red pair of pajamas. And there's something sticking out there. You didn't happen to steal a watermelon, did you, young lady? Oh, excuse me, that's your belly. Well, you know, one of those
funny
things.
Funny, aren't you?
What did you say?
Funny, aren't you?
Oh, no. Would you give us your name, please?
My name is Sylvia Crappy.
Sylvia Crappy? You're not the mother of that little brat that was wetting the seat all the time during the recital.
That's my sister's little child.
That's your sister's little child?
Yes, and I have my little kid right now.
Mm-hmm. You have a what?
A little child right here beside me.
Oh, you do? Oh,
Mommy, I want a sucker. Shh, don't interrupt me, dear. So I was going down the street, you know. Mommy, but I have to go to the toilet. I'll go in my pants. Shh, darling, don't interrupt me. We're in the speaker. Speakers, blow up.
That's not nice. Now, boy, how some of these children talk. Look at this guy. Here comes a real rich guy. Just a minute, babe. How do you do, sir? How did you like?
How do you do?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Fahey Flynn. No, this is P.J. Hawk. No, this is Fahey Flynn. Would you please give us your name?
My name is Charles Make an Easy Buck. Charles, make an easy buck.
I must say, the name fits you well, because you look awful green.
Would you like me to get my wife Pasha Bad check?
No, but I would like your opinion of the recital. I thought that it was the great, most wonderful piece of work that I've ever seen or heard
in
years.
My heart warms. I thought it stunk.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Anchor Down.
Madonna's phone number. One moment. As you know, it was busy. Donna Barlock. It doesn't seem like there's any answer. Fiddlesticks. Good evening, my friends. Ha! We are going to interview a few people out here in the sunny California area. We've just received a diploma for honesty, integrity, and Beloit assistance. Here comes a beautiful young lady. May I ask your name? My name is Karen Duscogna. Karen Duscogna. Well, did you get a diploma? Yes, I got a diploma. Very interesting, very good, and I'm proud. Proud. I know. You sound like you're so proud. Well, that's all we'll have now. Goodbye, and thank you. Hello, Donna. Church. Hi. Hi. What you been doing? Nothing. I didn't have anything to do, so I decided to call you.
Oh,
thanks. Hi.
Hi.
You know something?
What?
You'd be surprised what I'm doing.
What? You're recording me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Recording your voice.
I know it.
How did you know it? Let me play it back and see how it sounds now. One minute, please. Donna! Now you can talk and see how it sounds next time. Say something.
Say what?
Are you talking?
Yeah.
Listen, am I supposed to have club next?
Oh, I think so.
Good. You can hear it better now.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Donna?
Yeah?
Oh, this is better. listen, are you is Pat home ironing?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What do you mean, good?
It's good. Get her out of her way.
Oh.
Well, let me play it back now, okay?
Okay.
Testing 1, 2. Sorry.
My name is Penelope Falcon, and I come from the studio last night. I was a bad girl who went pee in the chair. Of course, I shouldn't have done that. But that man, isn't he horrible? Oh, here goes my mommy.
What are you doing? Honey,
I'm talking through the speaker. You see, like speaker. And I have to go to the toilet. And you know what? I did it on the seat like that man said.
Shh, that's enough.
What do you mean that's enough?
Can I try to? Hold up. This is the Club Allegro. We are in
No, no, this is a Club Alarm Room.
Thank you. But everybody. Yes.
Do-dee-da.
Hey, Stella, hurry up!
Ah, shut up. I like to get that man someday and choke him in the heart.
To her.
Você me diz quem é esse outro?
Sou Hayastan.
Isso é?
Hayastan.
Hayastan? Are you a map, né?
3 years ago.
Shh. Are you going to play that part? Are you going to get that? Are you... Vou calar, Gary.
Você teria que ser te abatuado. Chorosco, mano.
Kind of panas, sir.
Yeah.
It's pretty sexy. Ask us can ask us, sir. Got some goodbye.
Do what an hour, man.
It's for a sexy, sir.
Year king, Zig.
Year king, man.
This year king.
It is, I see, Gorting Hamar Lava. It's best, you know, I mean, Panar was his career, or Chimornas.
While the moon her watch is keeping all through the night, while the weary world is sleeping all through the night, o'er my bosom gently stealing visions of the light revealing, breathes a pure and holy feeling all through the night.
You don't do anything, Jenny. You just let me handle this. So you gotta be very careful. All right, you guys, now listen closely. Now I'm gonna ask each one of you guys your name. Now I want you to tell me your name, how old you are, and what school you go to?
School.
Scott.
I didn't ask you yet. And then you're supposed to tell me if what you like to be when you grow up.
Hope.
Oh, brother, what a face she's got, huh?
Paid the next to my mother.
Which one was that? Is that Helene? Okay. Who do you want me to start with?
Jenny. All
right, then, you know, we can just get a little background on you guys. Now, you, Brownie, here's what I want you to do.
Don't call me Brownie.
I want you to say, my name is Brownie. This is my birthday. And I got a little pajama party, and I got all my friends here with me. We're having a jolly time. Something like that, okay? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now recording. Quiet, you bunch of bums.
I am now, not sitting here.
All right, now, you're first, Brownie. Now. My name is Brownie.
My name is Pitcher.
Dada.
Dada.
Kaka.
Kaka.
You mustn't say that, bad girl. All right, now come on. Come on, Jenny. Now say it. Now.
I'm 12 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
The dump.
Yeah. All right, come on, because we don't have much to record here, kiddo.
I go to the dump.
Don't yell too loud.
Name St. Catherine's because it's a dumpy school, and they take you to the paddy wagon takes you every morning, 8:15, right. And you get there, and I'm in cell 24, and I'm going into cell 8.
Thank you, Marie. Okay, now this one here. Now you can just talk just natural, right, about her. What's your name?
Pat Bonato.
Yes.
And I go to West Pullman School. Very good school.
Shh. How old are you?
I'm 12 and a half.
12 and a half.
Right.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
A bum.
You're a bum already.
I know, I just want to keep it.
Oh, I see. Keep up the good work. Okay, yeah. Slugger, you too. How about this one? Come over here, you. What's your name? Come on, say it out loud,
Mike. Pamela Bonato.
You don't have to talk right. And tell, how old are you?
11.
All right. What school do you go to?
West Pullman.
West Pullman School? Do you like your teachers?
No.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Eh? All right. You're that already, too. Now your turn. My name is?
My name is Ronald Sheridan. My nickname is Kelly. And I go to St. Catherine de Genoa School. And what I want to be when I grow up is let me see.
How old are you?
12.
12. Boy, this kid don't even know how old she is. All right, I'll talk to you later. You.
My name is Carla Kaler.
I'm 12 and a half years old, and I want to be a moocher when I grow up.
A moocher?
All right, what school you go to?
St. Catherine of Genoa Dump.
Okay, that's enough for you. Father Kelly's going to get this recording. How about you? I mean Father Murphy. Hold it.
I go to...
Wait a minute. Take the cotton out of your mouth, huh? Okay. Now, start again.
My name is Karen Finn. I go to St. Donata School. I am 10 and a half years old, and my nickname is Catherine.
Very good. Yeah. Very educated. Okay, Skeezix.
My name is Helene. My nickname is Fanny, and I'm 12 years old, and I want to be a private secretary when I grow up.
What school you go to?
St. Catherine of the Dump.
I thought you went to parental school. Okay, this one.
My name is Zita Lentes. I go to St. Catherine of Genoa School. And
the salt mines?
I'm 12 years old, and I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
What's your nickname?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
French and Irish.
I'll give you one. Corny. Okay, you.
My name is Barbara Socolo. I go to St. Nicholas School.
Louder.
I'm 11 and a half, and my nickname is Bears.
And I can beat the nailites out of the whole gang. Okay. I had you already.
Yeah.
You I had.
He had me too.
I had everybody, right?
You said you committed.
Okay.
Just
a moment. We have a celebrity in the house. Just a moment. There's a little person here raising their hand. What did you say?
I said you didn't have me. What? I said you didn't have me.
Oh, what's your name?
Donald Duck.
Okay, where are you
I'm
from?
A duck.
Donald Duck or you're a duck?
I'm a duck and my name is Duck.
You don't look like a duck. You look like a rooster.
You look like a pig.
What?
I said you look like a pig.
You'll have to excuse me. This interview is over because Donald Duck's going to get a whipping. Okay, hold the phone.
Good evening, friends. This is Shock Theater.
Hello, friend. Will you shut up for a minute and let me talk?
I like spaghetti sauce. I like spider juice.
This program is sponsored by Broken Legs and Broken Arms.
And Dracula, of course.
Owned by Mr. Dracula himself, who is now speaking. Hello, everybody.
Hello, my friends. Would you like to come over tonight?
We would love to have you for dinner.
What was that?
We would love to have you for dinner.
Here comes Frankie.
What did you say?
I said I'd love to have you for dinner too.
I'd like to have you for the appetizer.
I'm Meatball.
What did you say? Uh-oh. Quiet. Something's coming this way.
Yep.
Oh, look at Mike. Be careful.
I'm dangerous.
It's big.
I'm Billy the Spider.
Small. It's large.
I'm Billy the Spider.
Oh, it's only Madonna's sister. We.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company. We have a lovely audience in our midst today.
Shut up.
We have in our midst a lovely audience today.
Hello,
dear.
I'll bust you right in the nose, Buster.
Excuse me.
We have Madam Butterfly and her sister. I've been in jail twice. Would you start the concert, please?
All right, everybody applaud. That's enough. Stop. Everybody applaud. My, oh my, wasn't that a lovely bit of
Shut up, darling.
We'll interview a few of the people here that came to see the concert. Why, look what we have here. A lovely little baby and her mother. A little girl. Ouch! Don't bite me like that.
I'll wring your blasted neck.
Let me!
Little girl, how did you like the concert?
It stunk.
Oh, that's enough for you.
A big boy.
May I ask your mother, how did you like the concert?
Oh, it was very wonderful.
Oh, very good. Listen, it looks like your baby wet her pants or something. You better see her that she's taking the Now, would you tell me, come here, would you, I'd like to interview you, please. Would you tell me your name, please? Mrs. Buster? Oh, Mr. Buster ears, huh? And is that your husband over there?
Yes.
How did you like the concert?
My name is
Put that brat up, will you? Give her a good whack. I didn't hear you, sir. Would you tell me again?
I said I think I stunk myself.
Oh, what a lovely bunch of girls. Hello, madam. How are you?
Hello.
Did you enjoy the concert? Put that brat. I'll give you one right between your ears if you don't shut up. Would you mind telling me what your little baby's name is?
Oh, this is Little Judy.
Little Judy?
I'm Sam.
Who are you?
Judy. She likes to be called Sam.
You Sam, your name will be mud if you don't shut up. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we will now hear, a little prelude music by the two concert pianists again. And as they begin to play, the lights dim in the room, and a hush comes over the audience. Get up!
Hello?
I heard you could use a babysitter for tonight, my girlfriend.
Yes. We have two children, and, could you possibly be here at 7 o'clock?
I think I could make it by then.
Well, the pop is in the refrigerator, and the potato chips are in the pantry. And if you want any ice cream, then it's in the freezer.
Okay, where are the baby's bottles and the formula?
The baby's bottles and the formula are in the pantry.
Oh, all right.
Goodbye.
Hey, did you hear that? We're gonna blow up the baby's room. Hey, you got the for the AI? Yeah, I didn't use it.
Hey, but you know,
we can put a
Is this your father?
No.
Who's your, this one here, what's her name? Karen?
George.
George? Oh, okay, now George, say something, huh?
Well, we better go now, it's time to go.
Boy, for a man, you got an awful high voice.
Can't you say, I'll see you later, lady, or something like that? All right, wait a minute. Okay, you guys going, goodbye.
Bye.
Now, leave it to the angels.
Bye.
Uh-oh, here comes the babysitter.
Hello, children. Have your parents already left?
Yes, they did.
Aren't they lovely children?
Oh, they're just fine. No, you have to have your milk first.
I hate you.
I'll warm up your milk. And let's see, your formula. Two bottles of pop, three dishes of ice cream.
Now you leave the room so they make up for the
I'll be right back, children.
Hey, you know what we do? See, you know that big thick rope we got in the basement? Well, we can go put that in the big bucket full of steamy hot water. When she comes out, we can pour it over her head. I'll go get this scoot down the basement. Here it is. You take this rope. I'll get the bucket.
Oh yes, such lovely, lovely children.
You put the bucket in.
All right, children.
I get the children to go in the other room and get you a slipper. And the water will hit you guys instead.
Okay, I have to go through there. Okay. Will you, children, will you please go in the other room and get me my slippers?
Okay, I'll go in.
They're ready for me, yes.
Crash! Bang!
No, you guys. You guys got hit by the water.
You got the water coming.
We got the water.
You got the water.
We got our own trip we sent for her.
Well, just sit down now. Go to bed.
Babysitter, can we please play Cowboys and Indians? It's more fun. I got cowboy suit for you because Daddy used to do it. And we got Indian suits with tomahawks.
Well, I guess you could. I don't see any harm.
And we're going to burn you to the stake.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right, yeah.
We'll put the pole downstairs. Mm-hmm. Dad doesn't play anymore ever since his hand got burned.
Oh, I'm sure.
Here's the pole. Let's put it in the floor. Hey, there's a hole in the floor.
Oh, you ruined the tire.
Okay, we got a tire.
Oh,
we can't shoot the cowboy.
She's a cigarette. All right, now Helene, sing that pizza song.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, and shut up, Jenny, Cho Chief and Dukia, and I am going to record several pieces on the piano, and my first selection will be for Eloise.
Think she knows everything, but she doesn't.
Thank you.
That's what I need to say. Uh-oh. Say uh-oh.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, Janice and I will now sing Tonight. Let it go, kid. Stand back.